I want to thank the sponsors, the Parnosim, the week. First of all, Rivka Rosenbaum and Moshe, they're sponsoring the Zeichen Nishmas Rivka's grandmother, Heiliger grandmother, Sultana Suzanne Bas Yitzchok, Allah Shalom. A big davener, somebody that was always talking to Hashem. I'm just always talking to Hashem. And Hashem shall have an aliyah, hopefully, Hashem aliyah simcha and nachas. Also, the Ilui Nishmas. This is from Ariella and Jonathan Brody. The Ilui Nishmas, Rav Shmuel, Moshe ben Yosef Tzvi, and the Shomer Shehav Naliyah. And also, Ariella and Jeremy Fine, the Ilui Nishmas, Chana Bas Yitzchak Tzvi, and the Shomer Shehav Naliyah. And the Sajovitz family, the Ilui Nishmas, Rafael ben Avram, and the Shomer Shehav Naliyah, and we should only simchas, more and more simchas. Okay, so actually, beginning the toichen of the sefer itself, and thanks a lot, and the world of his bodidus itself, on page Samach Dalet. So now I have the new edition, so I understand some of the pages in the old edition a little bit different, but Perek Beis. It's the same in every edition as Perek Beis. I'm going to do my best to stick to what's written, because there's so much to talk about, and there are a lot of questions about the chlal when it comes to this bodidus that we have to be patient with, because the sefer works through the inyanim, the practical and deeper inyanim, and it takes time. There are many, many, many questions that will come up that I have at Taivet already discussed earlier, but it's not smart. We have to go the right side, in the order. Okay, Perek Beis. Bad bebad yeye. Yoyim in Yisrael, amor li achi chavivi, mose ha Yisrael avad. So the Mechaber, the author here, the Tzaddik, Allah Shom, speaks very personally, that's his way. And he's speaking to each and every one of us, and he says, to you, Reb Yid, my brother, he knew he was talking to sisters, he would say, my sister, mose ha Yisrael avad. When were you alone? When were you alone? Masai Hayisilavad. Lo liyad b'nei adam. When were you alone? Not where there were other people. Bikir vasam. Now, being with other people doesn't just mean in the physical presence of other people. There are many times that we're not next to other people. Bikir vasam. Bechevrasam. Yachadi mohem. All of that could be physical, nearby, close, and so on, but of course it doesn't stop with that. Tolui, feeling dependent upon somebody, kosher, mechuber. Now, this is already if you're not next to the person. Not next to the person. Mushpa mehasoive v'musuva v'ischa, very much influenced and held sort of under the spell of or held hostage by others. By others. Not you. By others. Mea sovev umesovev aischa. Hari o chavrus amisus. Chazal tell us that friendship, companionship is a very, very, very chashuv thing. Which means that to be without a friend, to be without a companion, a friend, it's not worth living. Amisusa means or death or friendship. Amisusa chavus, achavus amisusa. Either I have somebody else in my life or I can't live. Akideka. Hashem created this in such a way. Gam kshat lovad, and even if you're by yourself, even if there's a time you're actually mamish by yourself, b'layla aroch, it's a long night, b'shmira al karov chaylo niskok, let's say you're in a hospital room, and there's lo aleinu somebody that's very sick, a relative, a loved one, and you're standing there, and it's a long night, and that person's sleeping, it's quiet. Kishaaf echad lo nimsa sham, you're by yourself, you're not by yourself. Because even before the whole parasha of phones, you know, cell phones, and all of that, you're not by yourself. At lo levad. Hamachshava shelcha k'shura elav. Even without the phone, there are so many machshavas. Our minds are crowded with people, friends, relatives, memories of things that took place. Our minds are crowded. I was, for the first time yesterday, I was in Manhattan, just passing through because I had a chasna, and we went through the city. We were driving together, so we went through the city. And I'm not used to seeing such a thing. Usually you go through the city in the middle of a beautiful, yesterday was beautiful. There'd be a million people walking in the streets. There's no room to walk. I heard about this, but I saw that the streets were like, there were people, but very, very sparse. But everybody that I looked at, and I looked around, everybody was holding their thing. And I was thinking, it's so chaval chevi, have a little bit of space for the first time. You know, you go into this job, to that building for the last 30 years, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be like a fullback, you know, for the New York Giants. You're able to mamish, go like a mensch. It's a chaval, you're not enjoying yourself. It's a beautiful day. Put your thing away, throw it into the street. And be for a little bit, maybe a little bit alone. And even then, our minds are so crowded. It's so hard to be alone. Kshaf echad lo nimtzah, even no one else is there, at lo levad, amach shavah shalach kshuri lo avari l'shem kach, at hashav. So even if you're there, let's say, in the hospital room, to help with this relative or somebody that's there, a friend, and the person is sleeping, but you're thinking about the person you're thinking about. Our minds are crowded. I feel a shomer beis hakvaris. That was one of the special jobs, of the past. Nowadays, it's very they have offices and this. You know. But there was a yid that was his job was to watch the cemetery, make sure there's no activity, in the cemetery. A special kind of a job. The shomer beis hakvaris, animtzu levad. The Leilis Tevis Haaruchim, it's a long Tevis night, a long winter night. And the guy's the Shomer, he works for Chevra Kedisha, and he's in the cemetery. So unless something's going wrong over there, it's pretty quiet. It's quiet. Who are you with? I mean, there are Shomers and the Shomers, whatever, but you're in the cemetery. Kshar kol kar v'kafu, and it's cold, it's Tevis. There's no living being over there. And you're not by yourself. He's thinking about it. He's worried about this and about that. This kevron he's got to do to take care of this and get this one ready. Fix this. Whatever he has to do. Everybody has their vinyana. The only happy people that you see who are able to feel mamish like that, that it's not crowded, are people who are low leno that have. They were mentally handicapped, you see. They're always happy. But people who are thinking, who are in a place of machshava, it's always crowded. Only children and people who are nebuch not well, they're not, it's not crowded. Gam kishenu choshev alein. And even if you're not thinking about anybody at that moment, you're not by yourself. Now they say, but there's a story they say about Chassidim that there was a yid. He became a chassid of the Chayzer Lublin. You see, he became a big chassid of the Chayzer. You know, the Chayzer, knew what everybody was thinking about. So this fellow had this new chassid. He had a friend that was a misnagid, a lamdan. Talmud Chacham was a misnagid. And he said to his friend, why do you go to the, you're a Talmud Chacham, why do you go to the Chayzer? What are you running to this rabbi? What are you going to? How did it change you in any way? So the chassid said, you should know that I've spent some time by him and I'm also able to read minds. I can read other people's minds. So the guy said, what am I thinking about right now? So the chassid said, you're thinking, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Echad, Yochad, Yochad. You're thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the guy said, absolutely not. That's not what I'm thinking about. So he said, that's why I go to the Chayes. That's why I don't go to your Rosh Hashiva. That's why I go to the Chayes. It's a good word? It's a Mardi Gemaisa. I'm not thinking about that. Gam Chin Chayeshbalim. You're not thinking about anything. Lo Levad. You're not by yourself. Hamakshova is Oilis, Me'alein, Alabai. You start. Even if you're not thinking about a person, you start to think about what you got to do about the house, or there's something, you know, some deal. How you love them, the kids, Anshe Ha'ir, Shubah Hugar, the people of your community. Alamichi Valkakala, Parnasa, there's always something. Kol Anoshim Shiyeshim Levad, Shaos Aruchos, Lolom, Yeshu Bata Levad. Even though you'll see people that are sitting by themselves, they're not by themselves. And Yichu Sefer, person will pick up a Sefer. No, people are afraid of being bored. Nobody wants to be bored. He mentions that in a second. Nobody wants to be bored. And now, because of the technology, they pick up the phone and they can be all over the place. I'll call Davar HaShiyasik or something, just to be busy. Maduo page Samachem. Maduo Adam Ener Retzel Yosbodeh. Why do we resist this so much? Why doesn't the person want to be by himself? You know, everybody's always crashing. I want to go away, I need to be alone. Everybody says these things, but Lamaisa, then they're alone with a good book, or they're alone with their phone, or they're alone with something else. But them is to be alone. Madu Adam Ena Ratzel Yosbodeh. Kiza Atsuv gets them depressed. It says here, Mishamayim is supposed to be Mishamayim with an ayin. It's boring. Medakum Yayish, it's also depressing, a feeling of Yayush. Sometimes it's scary to be alone. I have the guy that works in the cemetery. Scary to be alone. Sometimes you're afraid to be alone. There are many reasons. There are many, many reasons why people do not want to be completely alone. You have people that they have. My wife was telling me the other day, do you know how many, because of the last year, the COVID, what's going on with the dog business? How many people are buying dogs? How many dogs there are in America? She read to me something in America. How many dogs there are? The people were feeling very lonely. And people were buying dogs. People will have stuffed animals. We'll have tchotchkes. We'll have not to be alone. There's a huge problem with kids from homes while texting on Shabbos. Can't be by himself. Can't be alone. Okay, so there are many reasons. But then there's the reason that is not so obvious and is not spoken about so openly. Because when a person is be'emes alone, really alone, really alone, he might not have any choice. It just might happen that he'll think about the truth. He'll think about the dvarim ha'amitiim shalom, the chulshos. He might think about his weaknesses, his faults, the nebuch shalom. What's nebuch about him? What's not going well in his life? What's nebuch about his life, about him? B'mayisim shenim ruyim shalom. He might think about things that he's done in his life that he should be thinking about sometimes. He should be fixing and regretting. He's not. We just said by the Seder last week, 2 weeks ago, we said by the Seder, Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzma Kil Yatzim Mitzrayim. Right? That's the whole Yisad of Pesach. Chayiv Adam Liris Atzma Kil Yatzim Mitzrayim. A person must see himself as if he left the Mitzrayim, as if he left Egypt. There was a Tzadik of Osher Freund, he said, Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzma. He says, a person is chayev to see himself. And if he does, yotzim mitzrayim. That's the word. Chayev adam liris es atzmo. Only a person who is able to have that place, that levad, that quiet, that alone, being alone, only such a person, chayiv adam liras es atzmo, only such a person who's able to see himself, yotzei Mitzrayim, is among those who left Egypt. That's what Mitzrayim is. Mitzrayim doesn't require a place in the Middle East. And like we said last week, Egypt didn't have, or not last week, some other chabur, Egypt didn't have walls around it, which Chazal said that nobody ever, no slave ever escaped Egypt. Well, what was over there? There's a border patrol over there. There was somebody waiting. They had lights. They were looking like in a concentration camp. How come nobody left Egypt? What does it mean nobody left Egypt? It means Egypt never left you. There was no way out. That's what it means to be enslaved. You're not free. You just can't be alone. You're not able to be in that place. So for that, you don't have to have police. You don't have to have border patrol. People are afraid to be alone. People are afraid to be alone because you might be in that parasha of liros es atzma. It might, if you're an honest, sincere person, it might force you to take a look inside instead of at the phone, instead of at your friend, instead of at your husband, your wife, your kid, instead of at somebody else, instead of at the things in the store. It might bring you to that place of liros es atzma, which would free you from Egypt. Because that's the tonight. Unless you see yourself, you're not out of Egypt. If you're living with a false image of yourself, somebody that you're pretending to be, you've never left Egypt. You're just enslaved to other people's impressions, other people's compliments, and so on and so forth. You never left Mitzrayim. So people are afraid. This is the deepest reason why people are afraid to be alone. And this is why all the stuff that the Twitter and the Facebook and the Instagram, all of those things, why is it that it's a good parnasa? People are making a lot of money from that stuff. It's a lot of money from that stuff. Because they know, they play upon and they prey upon that fear that people have of being alone. And they never had such an opportunity to be with you every second. Once that wire was cut, the older ones here that have some gray, remember phones, regular phones, you remember? Once they cut that wire, I said to my wife when that happened, when I saw the first cell phone, which I was going with one of the guys from the shul, it's not here anymore, one of the guys from the shul, we were crossing over the George Washington Bridge, I remember, and he had a phone. It was a very big one. You remember the clunky one? This big phone, and you had to like yell into it. But I came home and said to my wife, Asipor Nigmar. I said, you wouldn't believe it. I said, this guy is walking all day. I said, you know, he's got this phone. He's calling his wife from the car. Like they used to be in the television. They used to have, you know, the Jetsons or something. He's calling his wife in the car. I said, Asipu Nigmar. Mashiach has to come. You can't. This is already a long time ago since that started. Asipu Nigmar. That possibility of being a possibility. So now, it used to be that it was, you know, if you read Walden Pond, you know, there were people that were able to get away someplace without anything, and they were able to be in that place of Leo Sassatsma. And nowadays, it's Shabbos, Yontif. Somebody was telling me they went to Orlando. I just had to go over there. He said, all the people that I'm running away from, in New York, they showed up on my block. The same chapter.
They said the same thing.
What?
I'm sure.
Yeah. So all the people I'm running away from, they're on the block. I go up to the spin. I go to Dav Mincha. Oh no. The same oil.
It's like getaways, right?
Getaway. Because. Without the avoid of his burglars, it doesn't happen. It doesn't make, no matter how much you pay. It doesn't happen. You know, you think you went to the place by yourself and you hear somebody saying, what time is Mincha over here? You're not by yourself.
100,000 Jews.
When? I heard a higher number. Okay, I hope they came back safely. They had a nice time. Okay, I'm sure that Minnie and Mickey did very well. Can you imagine they must be wondering, what's going on here? So I see everybody running around. I hope everybody picked up their wrappers. I hope so. So, it's not voida. It's not voida. Because if you're really alone, you might think about the mahus, the essence of your life, which can be very small. And God forbid, afsis, not worth that much. Meaning, if you think about it, small. It can be chalila, very, very small. Very small. Because that image of the Odom HaGodl that you imagine yourself to be, or that other people bow down to, that image of yourself that maybe you've convinced others that that's who you are, that Odom HaGodl, of course, is not real, and you know that, and therefore you're terrified to meet the Odom HaKotn. You're terrified to meet the true and honest and accurate picture of who you are, that person who you are. You're afraid to meet that person. So being levad, being in a place of levad, is very, very difficult. So even if all the other things are okay, and you're not the kind of person that gets sad or depressed or bored being a little quiet or being alone somewhere, this is something that is the makif that surrounds a person. The fear of being with oneself. Avoiding that chai of Adam Liros as Atzma. And because of that, spending your whole life in Mitzrayim. Your whole life in Mitzrayim. And you daven 3 times a day. And you do all the mitzvahs. And everything takes place in Mitzrayim. Everything's in Mitzrayim. Achrei Shehevanta, the middle of the page, Samachem. Once the person understands that in order to be who you really are be'emes, as we saw from the Kadmonim in Perek Aleph, how the Rishonim were crying and begging and screaming us to be able to the Rambam and the Shlach Kodesh and all the tzaddikim, Chatz Chaim, all the tzaddikim, not just Rabbi Nachman, so see. To be able to separate ourselves and to be apart, boydin mcheves bnei adam, vilias lavad, to be be'emes lavad, ba bebadim Hashem. Be'emes lavad means that there's nobody else there, only you and the Baruch Shalom. Not in your machshavas, not physically, there's only you and the Baruch Shalom. That's what it means, ba bebad, completely alone, in Hashem. And only then, Tovin Ma'at, Mashakosu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Rabbi Nachman writes in Tinyana Tzavid Vav, Tamaran, Omer, Rabbi Nachman said, Shiretzoyne Shielonu Kola Yoyim is Bordedus, Levalos Kola Yoyim Alza. Rabbi Nachman said that really, he would have preferred that all day long would be the time for his Bordedus, that a person should be able to be all day. His burdens. He wasn't saying that we shouldn't see our families and shouldn't have a Shabbos table. Shvatzana shi elonu kol ayam is burdus, levalos kol ayam azeh. Lav kol adam yochel akayim zayis. Not everybody can be mekayim. Not everybody has the ability or the schutz to be mekayim. Everybody would think that's a nebuch if a person's alone. You know, there was a, by the Chavetz Chaim, there was a shidduch that the Chavetz Chaim suggested for one of his talmidim. And the boy went out. And he came back to the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said, no, had to go. And whatever the date was, like back, you know, back then, what kind of date it was, but they went out. And the Chavetz Chaim said, how was it? He met the parents, he went to the house, and the Chavetz Chaim said, how? So he said, Rebbe, the girl is gentle and refined and smart and pretty. He said, but the poverty, he went to the house, you know, the house. He said, the poverty. He just kept saying, the poverty, Rebbe, the poverty. So the Chavetz Chaim said, yeah, that's also one of the milas. What other milas? He thought he was telling him, the Chavetz Chaim wasn't fooling you. And he said, yeah, Baruch Hashem, she's poor, Baruch Hashem. What? There was a miler. He says, oh, she has so many milers. So many. She's pretty, she's poor. Oh, she has so many milers. The people who have more, for them it's the greatest challenge in the world to be in a place of espoundedness. There's a couple that I knew that the children went and had a few children. Some went off, some got married. A lot of sorrows. And they were living by themselves in their house. It's like a black wall. They had plenty of space. They were alone. To mechai, you know. That's the biggest poverty. Al kein behechrech letzavus lahem shiel lahem al kol ponim ezer shoh his burden. So Rabbi Nachum says, therefore, since not everybody is zeichet to really be by himself all day, therefore, the hechrech have no choice. We have no choice. We have to command people. We have to insist. The tzavos lam shielam kol parim ezer shor, at least an hour. At least an hour a day of his bodidus. Kigam zet toiv ma'oid. And we're going to learn that even if a person, by the way, even if a person goes and it's quiet and he's by himself and he's sitting there with the bein shalom and he can't open his mouth. He can't open his mouth. Anybody that does his bodidus knows that this happens a lot. You can't open your mouth. You don't know what to say. You don't feel like saying. You think you don't know what to say. Whatever it is, the very fact that Rav Nachum says Rav Nosson Alap, the very fact that you go away from everything and you're conscious of being alone with Hashem, very, very, very valuable. Just that alone. Even if you can't open your mouth, you don't know what to say. Or you can't talk. Just as Shah is by this. Even an hour, ta'if ma'od. The misha libay chazak b'Hashem. He writes the kabbal of all avodaso yizbarach be'emes. Ritzani shi lokala yom yizbarodus. But if a person has a strong heart and is determined to have a real relationship with Hashem on the highest level, he says, Ritzani shi lokala yom yizbarodus. The ideal is to be able to be alone all day. The Hiskir is Maimah Chazal, and he mentioned it, the Maimah Chazal, Levai she is Spala Odom Kol Hayom Kula. Levai, it says, Levai she is Spala Kolom Kula. Levai that a person should be able to daven all day long. So Rabbi Nachman is saying, davening didn't mean that the person necessarily sang Ashrei and Yishtabach. Levai that a person should be in that place, alone with Hashem, all day long, Kol Hayom Kula. And we know that's Rabbi Nachman, right? Teisha shows beyond them are Yeshayim Chassidim Rishon. The Gemara tells us that the Chassidim Rishon, the early ones, the Tzaddikim, that they used to spend 9 hours a day. This Bardus Tefillah and Dveikus. 9 hours a day. This Bardus Tefillah and Dveikus. They daven B'tzibur. That was the shortest part of the time. It was the time of the minyan. It's much longer before and after. This Bardus. By themselves, the Vekas. Hey, my Kiyam, Shalavai Yispal, Adam Kalayim Kulo. And for those Chassidim Rishonim, that was a Kiyam, to the best of their ability. For what Rabbi Nachman was talking about, what the Gemara is talking about, of Levai, that a person should be able to daven all day long. Again, it doesn't mean that a person shouldn't work and that a person shouldn't learn. It doesn't mean that. We'll understand more as we go continue on. Hanoshim misoviv mashkichim hakol. The people that we're surrounded by, even the ones that we love, sometimes dafka the ones that we love, are causing the greatest interference, whether pleasant or unpleasant. But the greatest interference are the people that we love and that surround us. Hanoshim misoviv mashkichim hakol kinahar sheitev, like a rushing river. Hakol nira toiv samech u'mushar. On the outside, to everybody else, everything looks like it's good, and everybody's happy, and everybody's satisfied. Nir toiv milas asik v'plimis anefesh. And they might feel happy, and they feel that things are good. So why should I go to that place that's called Chayv Adam Liris Esatzma? Life is good. I have a nice family. I make a parnasa. I help other people. I go to Davin, I learn. what do I need to be? What do I need to be in that place of levada? What do I need to be? It says in the beginning of Chumash, Loi Toiv Hayosim Levada, and the Rebbe Nachum is telling me levada. What do I need to be alone? What do I need to be alone? Things are good. Things are good. There are people who have memories from when they were children that they're afraid to go back to. They're afraid to go back to. I was reading, somebody wrote something, something that was written, and there's something else that's being written now that was sent to me to look at a little bit, that after the Holocaust, it seems that there are many, 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 many Jews who were raised in American families. Here, in a very good, comfortable, nice, you know, house with a lawn, a garage, and who were having, this has been being documented, horrible, horrible dreams about the Holocaust, about themselves being in, like in the gas chamber, being in a box, being thrown into a pit, horrible dreams. There's work that's being done on this. They were empowered. This is very, very, very common. And they had no family in the Holocaust. Not like somebody was reading books. I was reading some of these interviews, and no shaykhs, they were, didn't. Only Jews. No background. Movies back in the late 40s, and 50s. And it's even gone, there was somebody from the dead, that was 1960s. There were neshamas. These are Gilgulim of neshamas. It's people that were in the Holocaust. They're back in the world. There are memories. It's a pach. That there are people that never were in that, and they remember it. They weren't there in their present life, and they're not conscious of any shaykhs to the Holocaust. Never read a book on that. Never saw a movie. There were no movies of the Holocaust in the 50s. They weren't conscious of any of that. But they have nightmares about the Holocaust. Because I'm reading it. And there's studies going on about this. There are people that are terrified to be alone with their own dreams, with their own thoughts. I remember when I was a little kid, there was a tekufa that I was having nightmares. It was because of some scary shows that I was watching. It was a scary show. And it was always on a Thursday night. I don't know why. Thursday night, I would have these dreams of like monsters and stuff. Just called my father, had to come upstairs. And I didn't want to go to sleep. I remember so clearly. I was a little kid. I remember I was afraid. I didn't want to go to sleep. I tried to stay awake. I was afraid to go to sleep. I didn't want to meet those monsters. I was afraid to go to sleep. It's not just monsters on television that we're afraid to see. You understand? What he's saying is that each one of us has certain things in our lives that we don't want to meet. We don't want to see. We don't want to think about it. We run away from it. And there's a reason for that. Many times it's a matter of survival. I've had the terrible experience of watching people wake up and remembering certain things that for 20, 30, 40 years they were trying to forget. It's a scary thing to see. The breakdown of that person. Remembering. It was once years ago that I went. There was a student of mine that asked me to go together with him to the therapist. He was seeing a therapist but wanted me to be there. He was machizik by being there with him. And I got reshus from the therapist. And I was very much involved with the whole thing. And I went. And there was this memory of something that happened in his life. This terrible, terrible, terrible thing. When he was a little kid. And he remembered. I was thinking, leave this thing alone, let's just stay buried. Okay, but it took him a long time. He had a big issue. He had a big issue. And I guess, it needed to be dealt with. But it was buried for a long time. Children, they see things that they put away in a certain place in their little brains. And it's there. These things are there. Will it ever come out? Sometimes it doesn't, and it comes out in different behavioral things and different issues and in yonim. But people are afraid. People are afraid. Hakol Nira Toiv Sameachim Husha. You could be a person, everything looks good, so why mess with this? That guy, before he went to therapy, he was living a good life, everything was okay. Why was he going to therapy? He had a certain issue with his mother, I remember. He was fighting with his mother. Okay, well. But now that he was in therapy, so they were digging, and they got to that place. Uh-oh. He got to that place. He remembered. He was a mess for a while after that. I don't remember how he was a big mess for him. People are afraid not to meet the Pnimius HaNefesh, not to come into contact with that deeper part of themselves. The Tikkun Hara, which would then force them, the good people, would force them to feel like, I have to fix this. Better to leave it alone. Not to fix it, just because you don't want to look at it. Tikkun hara, why look at the ra? Mnei shu mafchid, it's afraid. Calls us mnei shu mafchid, miaser v'toveya. It's frightening, it's tormenting, and it's toveya. It's demanding something of you. It's demanding a change. It's making demands of you. That'll be once. We're living, especially now, at a time that if some kid's mother says, "Could you put your plate in the garbage?" He says, "Why are you treating me that way?" Remember, they have on my phone. I have the police. I have the number. Are you making demands of me? Or you have expectations of me? So, you have a person would think about certain things that, and those memories or those thoughts would be teveya something from you. They're asking something of you. Maybe you're not the best husband. Think about it. Maybe not the best wife. Maybe not the best son. Not the best daughter. Maybe not the best Jew. There's a teveya that's teveya something. That's telling you you should be better. What do I need this for? Person would rather be busy, day and night, running around doing all kinds of things, whatever, a million deals and this and that, but no tefillahs. Better to have people asking you for money than asking you for atzmai. And somebody asking you for who you are. That's the worst tefillah in the world. But you should actually change something, to face the truth of things that you've done wrong and things that need to be fixed. That's the hardest thing in the world. That's why everybody looks forward to Yom Kippur so much. Looking forward to Elul. We make believe there's not going to be an Elul this year. Due to COVID-19. Elul is canceled. Rosh Hashanah comes every year. What do you like, buddy? You like July 4th or you like Rosh Chodesh Elul? Huh? You like Elul more? Okay. So that's either because you're a tzaddik. Could be lazy, you're a good guy. So either because you're a tzaddik, or you're completely deluding yourself. The natural thing of a person is to be afraid of Elul. The Svarim are filled with that. Why are you afraid of Elul? Why are you afraid of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? I'm not talking about the nice, the nusach, the nagunim, the davening, being home for yontiv. I know it's all good stuff. I'm talking about, you know, miyichya, miyamus. But the Nisana Toikif, you know.
It's a good time to get into it.
So you're telling me. That's why I thought you confirmed it.
It's too noisy.
Huh?
Too much noise.
Yeah. I look back on COVID-19. I mean, there are a lot of sorrows. I'm sure many of you also. I miss it so much. That COVID. I miss it so much. Not people are sick. I don't mean any, you know, of course, I don't mean any bad stuff. But I missed the quiet, a little bit. Something was different. I missed it so much. It's not the kind of thing you could daven to get back, you know. So, you can want people to get sick. Nobody should get sick. But I wish it could come back with nobody being sick. That's what I wish it could be with nobody being sick. That's what we're learning. How to do that with nobody being sick. That's what the Sefer is about. How do you get back COVID-19 without the sickness, and without the masks, and without that? How do you?
It's not COVID-19 that you long for. It's the quietness.
Of course, I'm just using this emotion.
You don't need the COVID-19.
That's what the Sefer is about. How to get back to that without that? Yeah. How do we get back to that and much more than that?
Yeah.
Just much more than that. How to get to that without having to deal, without having sickness and problems and people screaming and fighting and nonsense? How do you get to that and much more than that? That's his point of this. But you have to be strong. You have to be a Gibor. You're going to learn a lot about being a Gibor. Here you can't let anybody in the world push you around. Nobody. Nobody can push you around. You have to be strong. Chazak. We'll see. Zocha tizkos l'shana zov shabal m'sil z'sharim v'azer osay. Remember what the m'sil z'sharim says. L'man lo yivium. He's speaking there about being busy with other people. L'man lo yivium hevle chavirehim. La hahavil gam heim kemaisa. The hevel, the narishkeit, the meaninglessness of socializing, will make you another person that's filled with hevel. That's the wrong sense. Be careful of the chevra. The manu yivim hevle chaverei. All the narishkeit of the chevra can bring you to a place la hahavil gam heim kemaisa. You end up with the same, also being a bal hevel, hakol hevel person. Your whole life is hevel, talking about, thinking about narishkeit. Okay, samachov. Askirim nachnu b'chol boker b'tfilas shacharis. You say every single morning in davening, in the lo'ilu mihayodim, you say ki hakol hevel. Everything is hevel. B'chol zayis hakol misarve from misachid lanu. Even though we say everything is hevel, nevertheless, hakol misarve v'misachid lanu im hevel azeh. Everything somehow becomes mixed up with and attached to that hevel. Zugam hasibush adam nisha katan la'arach yomim v'shan. This is the reason that a person can remain till 120, a very small person. Can remain a katan, a small person. I told this, I was in a bris someplace. I was actually at a bris someplace a few weeks ago. I think I mentioned to you. And, I said last week, and there was a father there with a son. The father was like a cool-looking guy. So very, very sweet guy, cool-looking guy. He was, and the moil was taking a little bit too long. Too long? He was getting the kid ready. I don't know. Whatever. And the father was going with his phone, looking back, putting his pocket, looking at his phone, putting it back. He's going, no. It wasn't a work time. It was the middle of the day. It was a bris that had to be in the middle of the day because the child had been sick. And then the father says, this is so boring. This guy says, he's with his kid. The kid's like 10 years old, 9, 10 years old. He said, the father says, this is so boring. So the kid says, what were you expecting? The kid said to his father, what would you expect? So if I had that on camera, that says the whole. The kid says to his father, what would you expect? Takes a couple minutes, take it easy. It's a bris. What were you thinking is going to be here? You think you can have Shweki singing a solo? What was going to be over here by this bris? You know, the moil's going to juggle the chalif behind his back. And he's gonna, what do you want to happen at that bris? This is so boring. He's looking back, putting back. No. This is, at the mile, people looking at him. No. This is what became of us. Okay, so that's very extreme. Whatever your addition is of that inyan, mahadur is of that inyan, to live in such a life, you become a cub. That a little boy says to his father, what's the matter? You grow up. That's what he was saying. He said, what's wrong with you? The kid saying to his father, grow up. Imlonis nate, if we're not able to cut ourselves off, separate, if we're not able to detach ourselves from all of this noise, when it's voided and to be alone, Bamas alone, his bodyless, not just alone. Nifresh Mikheras Mimokam Bene Adam, to be away from the Chevra and everybody is. Loilam Lonagia Latzmain, we're never going to leave Mitzrayim. Because Chayv Adam Lewis is Atzmain. Because you're Chayv to see yourself if you want to get out of Mitzrayim. There's no Mitzrayim to get out is only a person's Mitzrayim. So if you're not looking at that, if you're not looking in that place, it means you're in Mitzrayim. La'olam li galatzmayim. La'ani ha'amiti shalom. To the ani, to the I, to the true self. Shu etzem ha'amis. Which is the etzem ha'amis. Which is the actual truth. Ha'nimtzei su bo'eres bo'oymik nishmasei. It is burning, the depths of who we are, that longing to be the person I was created to be. That ani. The person that Hashem created me to be. Sitting in Mitzrayim for more than 210 years, to be stuck, separated from that neshama, from that ani, and the ani is nimtzei bo'eres bo'oymik nishmasein, is burning bo'oymik nishmasein. So sometimes kids think, you know, what's holding me back from being myself is my parents. I'll be free of them. They should be healthy and well, but I'm going to be out of the house. I'll grow up. I'll go to yeshiva. I'll get married. Now you're married and you're still an eved to your parents. You're still meshuvah to your parents. Not true. What your mommy thinks, what your daddy says, you're still meshuvah. I'm not talking about kibbutz not honoring your parents. I'm saying you're still meshuvah. You're still avodim hayinu l'paro Mitzrayim. It's a nice paro. Your mommy loves you. Your daddy loves you. But you're not your own person. Who are you? You're a slave in Egypt. That's who you are. What? I'm a slave in Egypt? What are you talking about? I have everything I want. Everything I want, mommy, daddy gives me. I have everything I want. Yes, I'm Evid. I'm Shemar. You're a slave in Egypt. And you know what? Your slave masters are the ones who gave you everything. There is such a thing in the world. Nicest people. Those are your slave masters, the ones who gave you everything. They're your slave masters. Person's not. All different mishabim. All different ways to be mishabim. But the neshama, the ani is chalishing to be able to be free. That person that's real. And because we left Mitzrayim, we could do that. But you have to come to this chayv adam lius has atzma. Lius has atzma. Of course, the tzaddikim are not saying that suggesting that a Jew lives by himself someplace. Chas v'chalil. So chavusa misusa, supposed to live, family and friends. Of course, it's not saying to live by yourself. The anshe olam asher kulo heaven. The world is all heaven, but the Torah doesn't say that we're supposed to live away from all of the people by ourselves. There's some people who they couldn't bear being in the company of others. That's not what the Torah wants. It's not the chachilat how to live. Even big tzaddikim, they would come back to Shabbos, you know. They were away, but they come back to Shabbos. It's not that. It's not an inyan not to be with other people. The tachlis is to learn how to be able to be alone with Hashem. Because when you're alone with Hashem, rak ani v'hu, me and him, then you can come to the tachlis of why you were brought into the world, of what you're supposed to be accomplishing now that you've left Egypt. If you're out of Egypt, you can build a life for yourself. Otherwise, you're just building somebody else's pyramids. Pisim and Ramses, that's all you're doing. So you could be married for 10, 15, 20 years, you're still building pyramids for other people. I always get nervous when people work for their fathers. It gets me so nervous. Sometimes it works out. A lot of times it doesn't work out. It usually comes with all kinds of shibudim. Even if your parents are the ones who are paying for everything in your life. You know? It's like a fishing rod. you're on the hook, you know. At some point, you start to feel it hurting you, you know. Unless, you know, sometimes you have parents that you have to be big, big tzaddiki. But usually, they have a sort of meyer tadeya, you know. The one who has the 100 has also an opinion. What you should do with your life, how you spend the rest of your life. Very few people give you the money and just say, do whatever you like, you know. You know, that doesn't usually work that way. Even when very often you have somebody, a big veer gives money for a school or something, and all of a sudden he became a Welt educator. He's got opinions about how to educate the children. What do you know about? You were thrown out of school. You know, what do you know about education? I know. I sank $5 million into the building. I'm an educator. They're not free. You get money from somebody. Yeah, you're not free. No. The earliest time, my father was always telling me, because there were all these things in the back of the company you get for free, you know, like free stamps, free this, free that. He never let me do it. There's nothing that's for free. And one time, I couldn't help myself. There was this book club, because I was a crazy reader when I was a kid, and I got this thing that said you get for free, like this whole set of books on philosophy and different things. So I went behind my father's back. I get this whole thing in the mail of these books. And my father says, he comes into my room and I got these books. My father says, well, what's with this stuff? Where'd you get this? I said, I ordered it from this book club. And I started explaining to my father, you don't have any rights to get any other books. They don't force you to do anything. It's free. My father says, nothing is free. You just wait. And it started like a week later. Another book, you have to go to the post office to mail it back. Or else they charge, you know, it's like...
It's Columbia House.
I don't remember. All kinds of crazy things. And I had this stuff coming in. And the other, my father says, sorry, because he didn't say afterwards, I told you so. Getting these books coming in. Just didn't say anything. It's just... Those books were sitting in my parents' house until they moved from Queens. Those books were sitting over there. So I picked up one for an hour, maybe. This is for free. Nothing's for free. Nothing's free. It's guilt. More than the money that you sent them, that's what you're going to be paying. Much, much more than anything you'll send them, that's what you have to pay them. You're meshubit, you become an avid. Whatever the avdus is, just one cigarette, just one drink. I told you before another story from my father, when I was a little kid, my father took me, we went, there were very few Shalom Zachers back then. I don't remember, Shalom Zachers, a few. The families were very small, I don't know. So I was at a Shalom Zachers, and they gave out beer, right? At the Shalom Zachers, there was beer, my father, I was a little kid, my father gives me to drink the beer. He says, make a bracha, have some. I said, I don't know. My father said, I told you to make a bracha and I drink it. So I make a bracha and I take it. My father said, how do you like it? I said, it's disgusting. So my father said, good, remember that. Remember that. And since that day, I can't stand the smell. I can't look at it. The people with the beard, I can't look at it. My father says, you remember that.
How old are you?
Maybe 7 or 8 or something. This happens. I don't know why he wanted me to have that. It's disgusting. Yeah, it's disgusting. But for a person to be able to be in that place of where and who and this atzmai, and to be able to not, when a person says, let me have that first drink, let me have that first cigarette. Let me have that first joint. Now marijuana, I don't know if it's finalized. Marijuana is mutter here.
It's mutter now. Yeah.
In New York, it's final.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I should have told you. It's mutter. Big accomplishment. Big accomplishment. So So the whole place is Avodim B'Mitzrayim. Not Hayinu. Not that it used to be. Avodim B'Mitzrayim. Now, Avodim B'Mitzrayim. Avodim B'Mitzrayim. As long as you have your cigarette, as long as you have your drink, as long as you have... People stand around with their phone, even when they're not on the phone, they're holding their phone. You ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what are you doing? You're not on it. Why do you have to hold it the whole time? Holding the phone. Walking around holding your phone. What is that? Like people, same thing, people driving the car with their masks on or walking in the desert with their masks on. Why are they doing that? What is that? Because they became also, this any of the masks? It came also like that. People are afraid, and that's something that they hold on to because they're afraid. Not because of anything medical. There's nothing. The mask doesn't help with anything. That's already barur that the mask is nothing. That's why when they're in a different situation, and if somebody puts a good plate of sushi at a chasna, they'll take their mask down. Because they're not afraid. But stop walking around, even in the car, even when you're walking around by yourself, what are you afraid that you have that on your face? People are afraid of getting sick low. It did such a thing to people. But there were the masks, the masks of things. Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. It's a pachad. It's being alone. It's being afraid. Being insecure. Needing something. You can become addicted to anything. I believe there are people who are now addicted to the pandemic. Not the sickness, God forbid. They're addicted to the a life of the pandemic. They're addicted to wearing masks. So it became an addiction itself. Like some kind of a security blanket to hold on to.
You have people who became germaphobes who were never germaphobes.
Yeah. Yeah, I read some of these things. People have become dependent upon these things and a way of life in such a short time. The world has changed in so many ways. You see people walking around. Why are they so angry if somebody else is not wearing a mask and it's like further away or it's on the street or something? Where does that come from, that anger? They're afraid that person's going to get them sick. They're afraid it's going to cause something in the air to... It's something else. And we're not allowed to talk about it. It's not, you know, politically correct, and it's everything is now woke and cold. You know, and you have to... Of course, I understand. I know how much... You know, how dangerous it is. And I understand it. It's a mashuacher. What's going on with the masks? I'm not saying there wasn't anything to it. Maybe for a little bit. How come people... Were old people, I'm sorry, I went over the time, this is a second. How come old people were allowed to die alone in the hospital rooms? You know that? They didn't let a child come in to see them in the hospital room? And the person said, I'll wear the same mask that the nurse is wearing. The same mask that you're wearing. My father's dying. Why not? Emphemia terrors. Why can't a person wear the same heavy duty, double masked, hospital mask twice? And that Jew was dying by himself or by herself. Why can't I go like a nurse? So you know what? I was at a Leviah this week, a very chashuva old Jew, and his daughter he was dying for the last few months, and the daughter wasn't allowed into the nursing or rehab, whatever. The daughter was not allowed in. She took an online course in being a nurse's aide. She walks into her father's hospice, or whatever. She walked in. Ava, Tati, I'm here. Yeah. She went and took a course. And they were walking around with their masks, the nurses. And she wasn't allowed to wear a mask. Why? It's not about medicine. Yeah. I'm not telling you anything. There's no chiddush. It's not about medicine. There's something else going on. Avodim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. There's now a new avdus. The masks. Came out of this. That's why people act so scared and crazy. The outdoors, whatever, that crazy, scared. Because not from the bacteria, not because of the virus. Something else. It's an avdus, it's a shibud. They're not alone. Everywhere they walk, they're afraid that this thing is with them. And they think that by wearing this, and even if they're wearing it, no. Also, they have to make sure everybody else is wearing it. And if everybody else is not wearing it, then they feel angry. They get angry, angry. Everybody is not wearing it. What is that? I'm not talking about last April. I'm sure it's easy. So we need some Hezbollahs. We'll continue.
Next week, you're going to show there's a new time change.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Meridian and Jeff.